Right now, we've got Meg McGurk of the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership, joined by Dwight Bassett, who is the Economic Development Director for the Town of Chapel Hill, here to talk about a really cool event coming up this weekend. Meg, Dwight, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
So before we begin, Meg, I promised I would ask about this. Just got some bad news from downtown, which is Chapel Hill Comics and the bookshop both closing simultaneously. So for both of you, can we get a used bookshop downtown like soon? What would it take to make that happen? I feel bad that there's not going to be any books downtown anymore.
Yeah, it is a shame.
It is a shame, absolutely.
It's a narrow profit margin.
Very,
that's the problem.
Yeah. Yep, we're having a conversation in our office about it, about the reality, the market realities of that kind of retail shop and relying on walk-in traffic versus online. And both, you know, certainly the bookshop had a very healthy online business. It wasn't for a lack of business that they're closing. There's some other factors that are happening for them.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure about Chapel Hill Comics. I can't speak to their reasoning. I think it is a loss for many of us that identify with those businesses, and we love them, and I'm a huge fan and customer of both those businesses.
Yeah, right.
And certainly, you know, we like bookshops. They feel good. They give us that identity. So I would also say there's market opportunity.
Yes.
So for those that are listening,
so anyone
there's
who's
market
listening
opportunity.
Out there, yeah, wants to start up a bookshop, this is the perfect time to do it and the perfect place to do it,
come
right? And the
us.
Perfect people to talk to. Right? All right, cool. So speaking with Mega Dwight, and we got a really cool event coming up on Saturday the 28th, which is a Chapel Hill Maker convening with the idea of a Chapel Hill Maker fair with an E, so it's really cool, coming up later on this fall. So tell us about the maker movement for people who don't know. What is it and how is it developing?
So it's interesting. Part of what started this, we got an invitation to go to an Alamance Guild meeting for their maker organization probably 6 months ago. And I was sitting there listening to their mayor and Ben, the guy that leads it. And I was just thinking to myself, why are we not doing this in Chapel Hill? Because if Alamance County has makers and enough to have an organization, certainly we do too. And we've just never focused on it. So it felt like the time was right to throw the invitation out there, have a convening, and see if there's enough interested parties to come together and create an organization and this annual fair. The interesting part of this story is we started organizing, and Meg's on the organizing group that we put together. We thought if we could get 50 people to come together, well, we were actually thinking 35, but if we could get 50 people, we'd be doing really well. So we allowed 50 ticket slots, ran out a couple of weeks ago, and figured out how to have enough room to accommodate 70 ticket slots and still have a waiting list. So I think this is going to be the beginning perhaps several convenings we have over the next few months.
That's really cool. So what are makers? That's a really broad topic, but it refers to something that's specific and also really cool.
So it can be anything from someone crocheting and selling crocheting to creating computer parts and selling them out of their home. There are boat makers. When we look at the people who have signed up to attend, there aren't many woodworkers. There aren't many people. It is the full gamut from incredibly crafty to incredibly professional to incredibly techie. And so it covers the full gamut. And we got asked, we're telling the Council Committee on Economic Sustainability about this, and what is a maker? And it's anyone literally that makes on
that
a regular basis, preferably for profit,
or trying to
make money off of it.
Okay. And part of this is the sort of the explosion of like 3D printing technology.
Absolutely.
And all of the things that you can do with that you couldn't have even conceived of 5 or 10 years ago, which is
absolutely
really cool. Yeah, so speaking with Meg McGurk and Dwight Bassett, you just heard him, the Maker convening is going to be this Saturday morning at 9:30 at the Kenan Science Library, but get ready for the Chapel Hill Maker Fair, which is coming this fall. And this is inspired by, it was the first Maker Fair in San Francisco. Is that was that where it was? There have been Maker Fairs elsewhere, sort of bringing it to Chapel Hill as part of this movement. So what would that entail? What would a Maker Fair look like?
So there's a, first off, there's a national movement in order to use the FAA IRE word. We have to apply and be accepted to the national movement. So we're not sure where we'll land this year because it's a pretty difficult application. And then there's about a 6-month window between application and the fair. So we're hoping that we can do it in September. Maybe we'll do something else if we can't get the application in.
But it's a maker event with an E at the end of it.
That's right.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
But, you know, our desire is to be a part of that national movement. It's a great network. There are makers organizations in Raleigh and Burlington and Charlotte and Asheville, and we would certainly like to hold ours here because we know that we have people and students here that are doing that, and we would like to offer a way to build an ecosystem. We've been trying to support innovation and entrepreneurship in all ways, and this just felt like another avenue that we could do so.
And I would also point out, too, that beyond just the economics and the making for a profit, this is also a movement that is intergenerational. So when you talk about Kidzu having their own makerspace and Scrap Exchange in Durham, which are both part of this original group that came together, and the school district, Chapel Hill Carbo City Schools, as well as UNC, it's family-friendly. It's children that are making, that are experiencing, you know, science and art and creativity on a whole different level. So it's really open to all.
And again, this is possibly coming up this fall, but look for more developments on this. And it's a really important part of the local economy, I know, or any local economy, really. We talk about how we want to keep everything local and encourage innovation and entrepreneurship, and this is all about that. Right?
Absolutely. Yeah. We're going to have an event this fall, whether it's a fair or whether it's a showcase or whatever it is.
That's our goal. Showcase, festival. Ooh, a festival. Maker festival. Can we do that?
Yeah.
I see the word fair with the E at the end of it, and I think about like a Renaissance fair where everyone dresses up. Like, I think, you know, turning it into a festival, that would be really cool too. So where do you see this going down the road?
So first off, our real interest is in organizing the group of people who are in this market segment of makers, getting them together, have a leadership organization and a way for them to connect and communicate on a continuing basis beyond just a fair, so that we can do a better job of telling the story of what is being made in Orange County, because there's so much more obviously than we anticipated, and so it's about giving them, you know, we found when we worked to help put Frank together, it was about standing up the 800 artists who were in Orange County, giving them an outlet. Well, this is a different side of that. It's the maker side of that, and it's doing the same thing, giving them a venue to connect, to share, and to tell their story of what they're doing.
And I love, kind of, I'm sure similar to Frank, it's not a competitive or cutthroat thing, it's cooperative. Everyone
Absolutely.
Is making something different, and the more we can generate this community of makers in the Chapel Hill, Orange County area, that's just going to grow and grow and benefit everyone.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah.
No question. In fact, it was interesting. There was a really great article, and I'm not sure if I would go this far. Brookings Institute, who is one of the story places that I follow, did an investigative piece about a month ago saying that the future of manufacturing was going to be held and tied to the maker movement and what is created regionally. And so that gives me even more motivation to want to see it happen, because we never know what could blossom out of this.
And if that's the case, that's great, because we talk about how important just sort of the local economy is in general, like keeping manufacturing local, keeping retail stores local. If we can move away from that sort of the giant factory producing things in one location and shipping them elsewhere, now every community can have a whole bunch of little manufacturing and everything can stay local, and it's great.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Again, speaking with Meg McGurk and Dwight Bassett, Maker Convening is this Saturday at 9:30, Kenan Science Library. Where can people go to find out more information?
So if you go to downtownchapelhill.com, on our front page is the link to all of this information, where to park, how to get there, how to RSVP, and detailed information. And for those that come, after we hear from folks talking and we all kind of, there's three tours of the makerspaces on UNC's campus. So UNC has three makerspaces. So there's going to be tours of all three of those to see what's going on there on campus.
What is going on there on campus? What are they doing there?
A lot of cool stuff.
You have to go to the tour to find
out.
All right. I was hoping for a little preview. Trying to sneak that in.
A lot of cool stuff. That's the preview.
All right, cool. So, yeah, go to downtownchapelhill.com. And can anyone attend this? I know you mentioned tickets.
So there are. We have a capacity issue in the meeting space.
Okay.
And so you can get it off of Meg's website, downtownchapelhill.com, or you can go to Open to Business office.biz and look on our news page, and there's a story there that lists all the details also. But because we have a space issue, we know that this first based on what I've told you, we're not going to get everybody at this first convening. So we're thinking that 2 months from now, we'll hold a second one, but we're going to plan it for a place that can accommodate 100, 150 people next time.
And at both those links, you can sign up to be on the list for the next one.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Awesome. This is really cool. I'm looking forward to hearing more about this. Speaking again with Dwight Bassett and Meg McGurkin. Meg, before we let you go, what else is going on downtown that people need to know about?
Well, we've got coming up in a couple weeks, Shimmer, the Art of Light, which is a free outdoor one-night festival with artists that all use light as their medium, which is pretty fascinating. So there's about 25 installations and projections.
Second one last
That's
year.
Right.
We started it, so yep.
And we'll come back in and talk some more about that in a couple weeks as
Very cool. Dwight, what else is going on that people need to know about?
We are also working to create another aspect of this ecosystem. We're looking to build an entrepreneur council so that we can get our private sector businesses to step up and help us build out the system that makes the ecosystem work for entrepreneurs. A lot of exciting things with our commercial development strategy as we're working to take our place on the national map of like cities. So pretty cool times in Chapel Hill.
Awesome. Again, Maker Convening coming up this Saturday. Much, much more to say about that as we get closer to the Maker Fair or Maker Festival or Maker Event or whatever it ends up being this fall. But it's going to be a really, really cool event in Chapel Hill. Meg, Dwight, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.